This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike out tonight. Your worst nightmare, Spike, Fritz, and Elliot Shore Parks all together for you. And Buzz. What up, Elliot?
Man, we just got to get Joe Giglio on here, and it'll be the fearsome foursome everybody loves.
Oh, man.
Get us all on at once.
That sound you hear is cars driving off local bridges.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, turning radios off in the Twitter. Man.
But, Elliot, just think about all the clicks if we were all here together.
Oh, man.
Just sitting in a room making up opinions for clicks.
That's what you guys do.
Yep.
No one does it better.
All right. Elliot of the Go Birds podcast. I imagine there's maybe two Go Birds emergency pods today. One for Joe Douglas, one for Nick Sirianni.
Did Seltzer make it to the emergency pods?
So it's a solo emergency pod. James hosted this morning.
He's
been a busy man this morning.
Oh, okay. We'll give him a pass today.
Solo emergency pod, but it is out in all your podcast platforms.
Great, there you go. So the let's do the Sirianni thing first. We all expected extension for Nick Sirianni. I think the thing that I wanted to ask you is just the context of it. I think looking back over the last 4 years, 5 years since he's been hired, I think to say that in 2025, Nick Sirianni would be getting an extension as a Super Bowl winning coach is just like mind blowing if you would think a few years ago. So that's all. I think, could you give some context to the Sirianni extension?
Yeah, I mean, I think even in week five of this past year, that would have been crazy. You know, I think Nick is obviously a great head coach, but even I thought at that point in week five, like maybe it's just better if these two sides break up, right? Like his relationship with the city, how it was going, like maybe it was just too toxic. And to turn that around and to become what, you know, I think arguably the best head coach in franchise history, I think Andy still deserves a ton of credit because he kind of built the foundation of the Eagles. But resume-wise, I mean, it's hard to compete with Sirianni at this point. So, you know, it's someone that's gotten to see, you know, I cover the team like I'm there, to see like the back end of it. I do think that like to get to this point, it was not easy for Nick. Like Nick is an emotional guy. You know, I think he like wears his emotions on his sleeves. I don't think he's someone that's completely immune to what people are saying about him. I think you hear that in some of his answers on the podium. So, I think that like for Nick to, when he was hired, to be essentially ridiculed nationally for his introductory press conference, then he says the thing about the roots growing and he's ridiculed locally. Like it's not been an easy pass for him. And I think that's something him and Jalen have in common, but to be here, you're right. Like it is certainly a great story.
Well, and to be clear, I think he deserved all the criticism he got all the way up until it was probably overboard at some point, but it's very easy to look back at his original press conference, his first interview with Angelo, and say to yourself, there is no way.
Oh yeah.
And I think, you know, some of his press conferences were in general sort of like confusing. I think his relationship with Jalen was clearly at least what Jalen thought of him, was a question, at least. And then to your point, this year, it looked like they put him in a weird situation this year, and I think a difficult situation. And I think his ability to handle it, he eventually did, but it looked like maybe he wasn't going to be able to. So I think he's grown a lot. And I think maybe some of the criticism, again, not the overboard stuff, but I think his ability to listen to criticism and evolve has been part of him being a great coach.
Yeah, definitely. And I really think at the podium, he has gotten way better. Like, I don't ever think he was bad. I think Nick's issue is maybe initially he was, like, not great at coach speak, so it just didn't come out authentic. But I think he's gotten better at that. But I also think, like, you know, in a big picture thought about this contract and just what it means to be happening today, like, I think sometimes Nick doesn't get enough credit for the fact that he was, like, the turning point for this franchise turning it around. Like, when he got hired, Jalen was either on the trading block or a backup quarterback. Howie Roseman was coming off a disastrous season, and there was reporting the head coaches didn't want to work with him. In the Eagles' NovaCare complex, while not as bad as it was under Chip, there was plenty of reporting about how the front office and the coaching staff did not get along. So, like, Howie is great at his job. Obviously, Jalen's great at his job. Lurie does a lot. But I think Nick, while maybe not the most important piece of the puzzle, I don't think the puzzle fits without him in it. Like, his ability to get along with Howie and to get the best version of Howie. The fact that he has, you know, basically taken Jalen from a Wildcat quarterback to one of the best quarterbacks in the league, like, he deserves credit for that too. And I just think the NovaCare in general is in a way better place because of Nick. So, you know, I think it's perceived that he's along for the ride. I don't think there is a ride if Nick's not hired.
Well, so what I'm curious is, obviously, you're down there all the time. You're Eagles Insider of the Year. And, yeah, you know, the last head coach that won a Super Bowl, I don't think he handled that well. I think he changed. Do you have any fear of that with Nick Sirianni?
It's a great question, because I think that we view Doug, having seen him already have to get over winning the Super Bowl, right? And we view that team because we saw the end of that team. We have not seen this team handle success that well. The one example of them handling success is coming off of 2022, the 2023 season. Now, I do think a lot of that was just, it's hard to lose the Super Bowl and come back. But Jalen had a down year that year. Nick has admitted he did not do a good job that year, and the team collapsed. So while we can sit here and say, well, yeah, I definitely think Nick can handle it. I think Nick is obsessed with coaching in a way Doug Peterson was not. I think Jalen is obsessed with, like, practice and being great in a way, you know, probably Carson couldn't be anymore because of his injuries. We've only seen them have to deal with success one time, and that was coming off of losing the Super Bowl in 2022. So we'll see. You know, I think they are better set up to do it than the 2017 team was, but I certainly can't say confidently, because the one time they've had to do it, they had one of the more disastrous seasons in franchise history.
You know, and the one guy that you don't bring up, and I feel like we don't bring up when talking about the culture of the team and where they got to last year, I think Vic Fangio plays a big part in that as well. I mean, him being here, he seems like he's never happy. I mean, he looked like he was happier after they got Jahad Campbell than he was when they won the Super Bowl. So when we talk about, like, keeping an even keel, I feel like Fangio is a good example of that as well.
Well, I think what Fangio did is he just allows Nick to do the other things that Nick is good at. I think when in 2023, when they hired inexperienced coordinators, Nick had to step away a little bit from what he does day to day and be a little more hands-on on both sides of the ball. And obviously we saw how that worked out. So I think Fangio is being essentially like a head coach of the defense, really allows Nick to be Nick. In terms of the culture, I agree. I think that on the defensive side of the ball, because Nick is such an offensive guy, they probably do need more of a culture setter coordinator than Sean Desai was. Sean Desai was inexperienced. I just don't know if he was ready for that magnitude of a job. I think Fangio, from a culture perspective, obviously he's an outstanding X's and O's guy, but I think he just settled that side of the ball after really kind of a tumultuous season.
So they also hire Joe Douglas. They lost, I forget the name of the guy, I wish I wrote it down, Brandon. Who is the guy who went to the Raiders? Brandon Hunt and Anthony Patch. But they bring back Joe Douglas, who was certainly well thought of while he was here, walked into a disaster in the Jets. Who knows how much of that is him? How much, by the way, is being a general manager and being a personnel guy? Those are different jobs. So
yeah.
I it would be hard to look at the hiring of Joe Douglas and say it's anything but a good hire.
Yeah, I mean, you were closer to it during your time in New York in terms of the minutia of like the job he did, but from just following it here, I just don't think he was a great general manager in terms of the job that like trades, value, contracts, like it's just a different job. I think Joe Douglas, even in New York, like his drafts were pretty good. If you look at the roster on the defensive side of the ball and some of the offensive players he drafted, he did a good job putting talent on the roster. I think they struggled in New York because he continually missed on the quarterback position, which obviously is a big deal. And it just wasn't, I just don't think a well-run team in terms of the contracts and stuff. So with the Eagles, where he won't have to do that and he can just get back to scouting, I think he'll do well. But also, similar to Fangio in a way, they've lost a lot of people this offseason. Joe Douglas has a ton of experience doing the job he'll do. Not only does he have a ton of experience doing it, he's done it with the Eagles. So I think that this will definitely help kind of all the turnover, bringing in somebody that is overqualified for the job and also has been here before.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, you look at some of his, like when he was a part of the front office. I mean, they drafted Dillard in the first round. They had a great draft in 18 when they had Goddard, Maddox, Sweat, and Mailata. But Mailata was, you know, that's a shot in the dark. And then 17 was, okay. Well, I mean, like it was Jeff Stoutland saying, give me this piece of
work. Worked.
Sure, but I think that was a Stoutland like in the seventh round off a Super Bowl. Like I don't think that was
a great draft pick. It's obviously a great draft pick.
I just don't know how much credit I'm giving Joe Douglas is more my thought on that. And then you go back to 17, Barnett and Sidney Jones are the first two picks. So like they've been great the last couple of years in the draft, and he had some. I don't know how he's. I think he's fine. I'm fine having him in the building. I think we overrate a little bit what Joe Douglas did here.
So I think he's better than fine. If you look at as the GM of the Jets. I mean, he got Garrett Wilson, who I don't think was like the slam dunk.
He's a top 10 pick.
No, but he hit on that pick in a major way. Sauce Gardner was a major hit. The defensive end out of Florida State, whose name's escaping me right now. I think
Jermaine Johnson.
He's been a good player for them. Like they have talent on that team. Now, he's not been good at evaluating the offensive line, ironically, because I believe he used to play that position.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, and he missed on Dillard. But I think he has done a good job drafting there. But the other thing, too, and we talked about this on Friday before we yelled about Ace Bailey for a while. Like, I do think that, you know, the drafting guys into a building, like the front office can draft them in and they can be talented. But then it is up to the coaching staff to help them become great players. And I just don't think the coaching staff in New York was that great. I think he's walking into a better coaching staff situation here.
Well, the entire thing in New York with the Jets is toxic. It's just bad.
Yeah.
The ownership
is bad.
Well, the owner's involved in being an involved owner it's a very thin line because you don't want somebody who's completely disconnected, but you also don't want somebody whose son is telling the general manager who to take in the draft, which there were whispers that happened with the Jets. So I think with Joe Douglas, it's very hard to parse. I'm not giving him credit or taking away credit for any of the picks because it's hard to parse what exactly everybody around here has gotten better, how he's gotten better too. Mm-hmm. So who knows what his specific recommendation was at any point.
And it's a good spot for him to land. I mean,
if
he wants to get another GM job, he's going to be here. They're probably going to win.
He'll get credit again.
Sure.
He'll build himself up. And I think it's a good step back from him to reassess, do what he's good at, and then see what the next step is. Elliot, any comment on the newspaper reporter having the Joe Douglas scoop?
Yeah, it's a great scoop.
Okay.
Good job by him.
All right.
Good job.
Wow, way to go. Now, did you tweet over the weekend that the Phillies should sell the deadline after the Jose Alvarado news?
Yeah. It's
a great point. They're only paid for 99 wins.
Well, look, unless you think the bullpen is good enough to win in the postseason, then unless they make a move at the deadline, I don't get why you would keep assets you're going to lose in the offseason on a very small chance you make a postseason run. So unless you believe this team is actually capable of making a deep run,
mm-hmm.
why would you not trade pieces away for value now?
Well, they're going to trade for a reliever at the trade deadline.
Well, you say that, but Dombrowski's never really added anybody of substance at the deadline. So you can say
he's made trades every deadline. You can say of substance or not, but he's made moves at the trade deadline.
I don't think they just need a body. I think they need an actual good arm to replace Alvarado. So and this was the other part of my tweet, which you're conveniently not saying.
Always.
But what I said was, if they're not going to make a big time move at the deadline and reinvest in this team, then it's time to move on because you're just going to lose these guys for nothing this offseason.
I would agree with Elliot. It's one or the other. That's what I would say.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm fine reinvesting in the team, but do it. Don't like make some minor move and then just give it a go.
Well, we're not trading one of the top five prospects.
Well, they might.
No.
They could.
Nope.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
They could.
No, I won't let them.
Well, let me ask you this then. If you don't want to trade any of the prospects,
I want to trade certain prospects. I'm not trading.
He wants to trade the bad ones.
No, not the bad ones. Right. Interesting ones, but not Painter, Arun Escobar, Miller, Crawford, or Tait.
Right. So if you don't want to trade their top five prospects, who are then going to have to find places to play on this team,
yeah.
And you don't want to sell guys at the deadline to get value for free agents that are going to leave, like. How is that running a good organization?
Well,
like,
because they're
believe in this
because they're still
much?
A good they're still a really good baseball team that has a shot to win a title.
Do you
can't just give up on a team that's playing as well as they are right now, but you also can't give up the future at the same time. That's why they're in a tough predicament.
Do you think the bullpen is currently constructed is good enough for them to win?
I think they're good enough to make the playoffs. They'll make a trade at the trade deadline. They may put one of the starters in the bullpen. I don't know if you heard the open of the show. Not too worried about it, Elliot.
Well, I'm not surprised you're not worried. But you keep saying they're going to make a trade. If they do, then yes, I agree. If you go out and reinvest in the team, then you don't have to sell. But if they're not going to do that and they're going to hold on to youth, which is looking towards the future, why would you let Schwarber and JT just have their contracts expire when you could get true value?
Because you're not going to pull the plug halfway through the year.
But if
that's what you're doing.
Why is that not the case? But if they're not good enough, why wouldn't you pull the plug?
Because they are good enough. They're good enough to get close.
No, I'm not saying to get close. I'm saying,
Move they make is gonna be like they're gonna win the World Series. Like that's not how this works.
I don't know if that's not how this works. If they trade for the best reliever at the deadline and they give up one of their prospects and they make the bullpen better, like they could piece together a better bullpen. So what you said too, you could put Ranger in there. I've heard some people say Painter. You would know more about that than that. Yeah, okay. I'm not a fan of that either. But like they could piece together a good bullpen. But the biggest piece has to be a trade of meaning. And if that doesn't happen, then I don't get the emotions of holding on to guys that are going to go.
Elliot, real quick on debate day, are you pro or con backing into parking spots in malls and grocery stores?
So I would say I'm con because I can't do it. And B,
what do you mean you can't do it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What do you mean you can't
it's
do
just,
it?
I don't. It's not more convenient.
No. It's definitely not more.
What do you mean you
convenient.
Can't do it? Like, you don't know how
I
to do it?
I am not great at it.
Okay.
Like, it would take me a long time to do it.
Gosh.
I could do it, but I don't think it's not something I would do out of choice. It would
there
be out of necessity.
I'm with Elliot on that one. You can get the Go
but
Birds.
I do have a bone to pick with Spike.
Nice.
No one say you're not getting the Thomas Rhett or Creed or Offspring
That's
tickets.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
What
okay.
is your bone?
All right. Here's what I would say.
No.
You got to decide on one version of a LOL text response. And Jack, I don't know if you can speak on that.
So I agree.
Nobody I know sends more variations of LOL. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's low LOL. Sometimes it's ha ha ha. Sometimes it's a laugh emoji. Sometimes it's
yeah.
a ha ha, like when you click it. Just pick one.
No.
Well, but hold on. But does the capital LOL mean you're really laughing? That's ha ha. LOL
saying.
Is just like a throwaway. The lowercase LOL is a throwaway LOL?
There's a few. Okay. If I use all caps LOL, it's usually just on its own, and it means I'm actually laughing.
Correct.
Or right. or I think that's funny, whatever.
And then when you get to the six ha-has?
Hold on.
Is that when it's also real?
That's when I'm really laughing.
All right.
So six ha-has means I actually think it's funny. LOL is more like, you're right. And then the lowercase LOL, which is usually in a sentence, it is sarcastic. Like LOL, you think that guy's going to do that? So there's a bunch of different ones.
Sure.
And then laugh emoji is just a response for a caps LOL.
Now, are you in on the LOL LOL?
No, I've never done that.
No, see, me and Elliot are big LOL
yeah.
LOLs guys.
Yeah.
See, and your answer was kind of my worst fear, because you're basically saying when I get a lowercase LOL from you, I might as well just never text you again or attempt to be funny.
No, it might mean
the vibe you're giving with the lowercase LOL.
It might mean
it is a throwaway LOL.
If I'm all lowercase LOLs, it means I'm not laughing quite as hard, I guess I would
I'm
say.
Saying.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
well, I'm
not
sorry.
Here to be judged. I'm here to get a pity laugh and just make you can just pick one. That's all I'm saying. Just pick one, okay?
But they all mean different things.
That's the worst part. That's the point I'm making.
You got to decipher, brother. You got
to
decipher.
You don't have to judge the joke.
Now, what if you like it, or what if you put a ha-ha on the message?
That is pity. That's
yeah,
a pity
exactly.
laugh. Or honestly, the worst, the number one worst is ha.
Oh, yeah. yeah
or,
yeah,
yeah, just, or ha ha.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You got to add the third
I've started getting into the ha ha's just to move on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to people I don't really want to be talking to anymore.
I'll just say this. Ike, always a bunch of laughing emojis makes you feel good about the response.
Yes.
Just what a great texter Ike is.
He is an emojis man.
Yeah. If you ever see Ike's Twitter, the text messages are like that. They're
exact same.
Very emotive.
Yeah,
yes.
Very true.
But
very
he's
true.
Having a, he's a fun-loving guy. I am not a fun-loving guy.
Exactly right. That's why I wanted to pick the bone with you.
Oh, there you go. Bone picked. Consider bone picked. You can subscribe to the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Go Birds Daily, emergency podcast from Elliot mostly, James sometimes.
Sometimes.
And probably this segment, right?
Yeah, it might be in there. We'll see.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Elliot.
All the
LOL.
Clicks.
There he is. Right. LOL.
Ha ha.
I didn't know what bone he had to pick with me.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I haven't really thought about it.
Because you do have different variations of your laughing back.
Yeah, I don't know when I became an LOL guy, but I did over the last few
years.
Well,
so the LOL is big in, I would say, my generation, because we don't like confrontation. So we put we want to say add an LOL at the end.
Oh, just
to diffuse it a little bit.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, I hate you, LOL. That saves it. Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have a certain way? So I have a certain way that I text with my wife, and if I don't include certain things, then it is an indication that one of us is annoyed or pissed off. Like we use a lot of exclamation points in our text.
Oh, really?
And if you say...
That feels like sarcasm.
No, it's
like
not.
Like sarcastic exclamation
but
points.
But if you pull it away, it's like, all right.
What's the deal?
What's wrong?
Yeah.
Yes.
I get a pretty good read when people are annoyed.
Yeah.
Jill doesn't really have her phone. I feel like she's like never has her phone, so we don't really text that often.
God bless her.
Yeah.
God bless her.
We won't let her have a cell phone.
She has a cell phone.
Do you guys share one cell phone?
We're both on our individual parents' cell phone plans.
I think Val's still on her mom's plan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
No, but no car yet. Maybe next birthday.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Is the Jose Alvarado suspension a big deal for the Phillies? It's definitely a big deal deal for Jose Alvarado? Is it a big deal for the Phillies? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will have another member of the WIP air staff joining us with another non-sports debate.
Yes.
Should I say what this one is?
Yeah.
Is it considered reading a book if you listen to the audio version?
Correct.
So can you say, they say, hey, read any books lately? And he's like, oh, I read, you know, Ring the Bell. And they were like, oh, but he actually listened to it.
Doesn't count.
We will bring on a mystery member of the WIP air staff to debate that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike out today, returns tomorrow. Don't worry.
Don't change that dial.
Yeah, settle down.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
He's just got to play a little round of golf.
A little golf.
Golf.
Golf. Little golf.
Yeah, who says golf?
The camera.
My mom.
Oh, your mom. That's right. Your mom says golf.
It's a tough scene.
Once, before we get to Seltzer, who is joining us for debate days, is Tim Fender, who works in our sales department. Known Tim for a long time. We've worked here both for a really long time.
A nice looking bald man.
Yep. I remember Tim. Wasn't always bald guy. I knew Tim before he was bald.
Yep. Also drugged Drew on us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They're very, very different guys. Drew Fender looks like he is stunned every time you're talking to him.
Envision a lab.
Yes.
Like a dog.
Yes. But Tim once said to me, this is years ago, he goes, hey, I was thinking about doing an event at Top Golf. And I'm like, what? And he goes, you know, Top Golf. And I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. And he's like, it's a golf place. And I'm like, it's a golf place? What are you talking about? And he's like, golf. And he did like the, and I was like, golf? And he's like, yes.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't talk that way.
But the camera does.
So yes, he is. And speaking of the camera, it is debate days here on WIP. Hit it, Buzz.
Debate days.
So we bring on from the WIP morning show, James Seltzer. What up, buddy?
Yeah, that was like traumatizing here. You guys did the golf thing.
And oh, yeah.
Too many times.
Yes.
Jared Goff, that joke's been made a million times.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you guys are doing, by the way. No, Ike, then you bring Elliot on. You can only patronize the audience that much. You got to raise the level, make everyone happy.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
That's exactly what we're doing.
Is that
how you doing?
Maybe we'll be. Maybe now, we're doing that.
Now, James, Mazel Tov. Max Lazar got the call back up to the big leagues.
Buddy. Big news for us Jews and very, very, very small amount of us Jews, period, and the small amount of Jews in Major League Baseball.
There you go. Yeah. Somewhere Sandy Koufax is smiling.
And Gabe Kapler.
Right. Yeah. Stick together, man.
Yeah. So, James, we bring you on. I didn't know this was a hot button issue for you.
Yes.
As that is debate days here on WIP, and we're soft launching it today on the WIP Afternoon Show with some non-sport debates. And I brought up to Jack earlier, I was like, is it considered reading a book if you listen to the audiobook? And he said, no.
Not even close.
So, James Seltzer, I ask you, if you listen to an audiobook, can you say you read the book?
Of course not. I mean, this is a nonsensical thing. Like, I appreciate being, you know, Pat on the show. You guys are awesome. I love talking to you. You know, I love helping you guys out. But this is such a nonsensical thing. Reading, the act of reading, I even looked it up just because. And the act of reading is literally the act of reading the written word, spoken aloud or silently.
Right. Like, spoken aloud by somebody else. So let me ask you something, James. Can blind people read books?
It's saying you can speak it aloud when you're reading it, not listening to it is reading.
So, okay, so you listen to an audiobook.
So here's the thing. You could say, I know that book.
No.
You could say, I know what happens in that book. You could say, I listened to that book. You can't say, I read that book.
Exactly. You didn't read it. You listened to it.
You listened to somebody else read it, which is essentially you reading the book.
Oh, when I listen to a podcast.
We don't. Okay. No one's going to say, we are not in a point in our culture or language where any of us is going to say, yeah, I listened to the book. You sound like a psychopath.
You listened to the audio version of the book. You didn't read the book.
No.
Reading requires your eyes.
Really? So blind people can't read books?
Well, let's not bring the blind into this.
I honestly, I feel like I'm talking to the camera. Like, this is crazy. It's nonsensical. It's like when the camera says things where he doesn't agree with science. Like, What are we doing here? It's reading.
No. But what we actually mean when we say we read a book, we mean we consumed the contents of the book. Yes, it does.
No, it does. No, it means I read the book to consume the content. Like, we have words that describe what you're doing. I listen to someone read the book. I listen to the book. I know what happens in the book. I am familiar with the content of the book. But at no point did you actually read the book.
Correct.
Like, read is a very specific word.
No, and language, you would agree, language evolves. Words mean something different today than they meant when 100. And yes.
What if you're illiterate, though? What if you're illiterate? Well, what if you're illiterate, then you listen to the book? Does that make you literate?
No, but it still means you read the book.
Rest my case, no. Buzz. Hit the buzzer.
No.
Cooked his ass.
There's no buzzer. You guys are idiots. Anyone who listens to a book can say that they read the book.
That's nonsense.
But it's not nonsense. Because James...
wouldn't make a point this silly. Like, what are we touching?
And she's six.
No, here's the point. If you ask me if...
She can't read yet. She gets really frustrated.
If you...
I can't read yet. And you know what? Hold on. You know what she says? I have to read her books. I read her books, and I have been reading her Dr. Seuss. Let me tell you that Fox in the Socks, the worst book ever written by anyone. It's the most annoying thing you've ever read in your life. But you know what she always says? She says, I wish I could read the book because she knows the book. I've read it to her, but you know what? She doesn't consider that reading because she hasn't read it herself. She's a six-year-old.
This is a radio show for adults, not six-year-olds. And adults, when an adult asks you if you read a book, the reason they did that is because they want to know if you know what is in the book so they can discuss it with you. The fact that we're parsing whether you listen to somebody read it or read it yourself, read the book means consume the book. That's what it means. And I guarantee you, in 20 years or whatever, when we're looking at Webster's Dictionary, it will include this phrase, read the book to include listening to the book.
I vehemently disagree with this. Again, it's not like you have to say some crazy roundabout sentence to tell people what you did. You just say, yeah, I listened to it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what's in it.
I listened to the audio version.
You read it. You just don't have to, like, you can, if someone says, did you read the book? By saying yes, you're lying. Even if you know what's in the book, you're lying.
No, you're an elitist. No, honestly, it's not surprising at all. It's not surprising at all that you'd be some coastal elite about listening to a book.
Oh, I'm a coastal elite about reading?
You are. You're a coastal elite. You're a coastal elite about reading. You are.
What are we talking about here? Like, sorry, I promote reading. I think
no, reading
read.
Is great. Reading is great.
But listening's not reading.
But I can't read a book while I'm in the car, or I can't read a book. And honestly, the fact that people would get more information, but you're trying to shame them because they listen to the information.
No, buddy. You are conflating things here. I have no problem if people listen to audiobooks. I think they're awesome. Like, good for people. I think it's a great thing if people listen to them. But that doesn't mean that I think they should say they read the book.
So you're saying
that you can contribute to conversations when people read them. I don't care if I have a conversation.
Well, you obviously care because if you ask me,
if they tell me they read the book.
If you ask me,
if they said I listened to it, I'd be like, oh, cool, let's talk about it.
Okay.
If they said I read it and then like you found out they listened, I'd be like, well, that was weird. So why don't you just tell me listen?
So then, how about this? You ask me if I read a book or something. I say yes, and we talk about the book. And the next day, you found out I listened to it. Am I a liar?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you're a lunatic. About. You're a lunatic.
You're weird for not telling me the truth. About
yes.
What actually happened?
You're weird for caring.
No,
how
just
I
tell the truth.
The book.
Just tell the truth. Now
I
here's the question.
A lie. Another thing. Why do I have the lessons of my 6-year-old have to keep coming up? I'm like, I don't care if you broke something or if whatever. I only care if you lie to me about it.
Again, like, you're too concerned with 6-year-olds, and I don't even know why Jack's participating, who has never read a book beginning to end.
I read half of a book and then I quit.
You've never read a book.
In a long time.
You don't even read articles, much less books.
I 280 characters at a time. I wrote a book, half of
it. Who's more qualified to contribute to this conversation than someone who actually wrote a book and contributed to society in that way?
Yeah, so here's my question for both of you. Should I do the audio version of Ring the Bell? Would that enhance your experience with the book or not?
I don't want to listen to you any more than I have to. Read the book.
Honestly, I think I just because I don't think you realize what an ordeal it would be for you to record it.
That's what I told him.
I'm with you doing it. Yeah. Oh my God. It would be. He would be one day into recording and be like, "This is the worst."
Yeah, I quit. Now you will both.
It's much easier to read a book than it is to read it out loud into a microphone the right way.
And I don't know if you know me at all. Not exactly the strongest reader.
Yeah,
you know.
Yes.
Sometimes
talker.
when I the words are on the paper, doesn't always come out of the mouth in the most
You ever read a walker?
You're a busy guy.
Oh yeah, kind of.
You're a busy guy. Have some. Pay me to read the book.
Well, I might pay Buzz to read the book.
Buzz?
Yeah.
Really?
I definitely won't pay Seltzer to read the book. Are you kidding me? That voice for
definitely decrease sales
for 350 pages. But you are in the acknowledgments, buddy. I said I put you in my acknowledgments.
See, that's all I did.
Well, just so you know, he did it because Ike and I bullied him into putting us in.
I kind of forgot, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I'm not surprised about.
All right, James. Even though you're wrong, we appreciate you joining us.
Oh, by the way, real quick, you didn't ask me about the freaking parking spot. You ask everyone.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, this is the next thing. This is. What do you feel about backing into parking spots?
So I have an interesting perspective on this. At least I think
we'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. Why don't you stop tooting your own horn?
Or at least interesting to the show today, because I haven't heard anyone else bring this up. Maybe they have, but I don't do it. So preface it with that. Like, I don't have the patience for it. You guys know me. I just pull right into the spot when I can. But for 2 years, I worked for a safety company as a salesperson, an energy safety company. We'd go into refineries and petrochemical plants and sell breathing air and gas section, all that. And it was company policy that if you worked for the company, whenever you parked anywhere in public, you know, where it was a company event, whatever, you had to back into spots because basically all the accidents that happen in parking lots happen because of people backing out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So I don't do it myself. That's on me. But I don't hate on people who do it is kind of where I'm at. 'Cause it is technically probably the right thing.
Let me ask you this, James. How much of that, and you had this job a long time ago, was when there were far more cars without backup cameras?
Good point. Yeah, I had this job 17 years ago.
Yes.
Whatever.
Good
point. All right, you swung me.
Yeah. What I would posit is that if I'm thinking about two different things, option one, there's cars on both sides of me. I'm parked in a spot. There's cars on both sides of me. I can either look out with my eyes frontwards or can look in my backup camera backwards. I have a better view.
That's interesting, Mike. That's a good call. The backup camera is a game changer that I hadn't thought about.
Thank you, James.
This is great,
James.
We found common ground.
Now, what was James Seltzer, the sales guy, like? I envisioned a ravenous pit bull.
No, see, the thing was that I didn't really care enough about, not that I cared about, like, the stuff I was selling in the sense of like it was a good thing, but if I didn't think someone really needed what I was selling, I couldn't really, you know me, like I wasn't like, you gotta buy it, let me tell you, you know, I sold mortgages too, and I couldn't think about the long-term ramifications of what people were doing if it was a bad decision for them and still try and push it on them. So, you know, despite being a friendly guy, I did not end up being a great salesman.
Oh, James is simply too honest a person.
That's right.
I'm too nice a guy.
Are you saying our salespeople here lie? Interesting.
No.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Thank you, James.
All right, guys. Good time.
All right. There it is. 215-592-9494. Speaking of great salespeople.
Are you kidding me?
At the National Appliance Warehouse, the best.
The best. And listen, there's so many things that set National Appliance Warehouse apart. I mean, one, if you're in the business of appliances, you're trying to make your kitchen look nicer, you got to make sure that the place you go to has the right appliance. Now,
they've got all of them there.
They have all of them. Over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget. Now, in your case, you were very specific. You only wanted two, but don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry. That was a Spike-specific thing. If you go to National Appliance Warehouse, over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom, they have the right appliances for you.
Yeah, and it wasn't that I was specific about two brands. It was like, here's my price range, right? Here's the kind of quality we're looking for. And there's a big breadth of it. You know, you could get a fridge from cost X to 10X or whatever. I was like, we will get too confused if you show us too many different options.
Yes. So, but they had the options.
They had all of them. Yeah. But I asked you, Rome, before I went in there, I need you to whittle it down. And because I'm the customer and I matter, they whittled it down.
And you know, I like that you threw that you mattered in there. That's interesting.
I matter.
What a big wig.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of how Yaron took care of you, that's also what sets National Appliance Warehouse apart, is their culture. We talk about culture with our sports teams. It also matters where you buy appliances. And trust me, when you go down there, first off, incredibly knowledgeable, but also they treat you like family. So that's what sets them apart. And on top of all of that, you are going to get the best price possible that is guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Tax-free Delaware helps, and great savings events like they always have going on. So they have all that, also installation, delivery, whole lot more. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fred sent you.
By the way, Jack, that tax-free Wilmington thing, not a small thing.
No.
You're getting a bunch of appliances. It adds up.
It's a pretty penny.
It adds up. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection in diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Does listening to the audio version of a book count as reading the book? What do you think the poll is at, Jack?
I would say 65% say no.
51% say no.
Wow.
Very close to 50-50.
Wow, love that.
Really disappointed in Seltzer's elitist take that it doesn't count. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy Ike Free Zone today, man.
Yeah, it is an Ike Free Zone.
No one's saying that.
Yeah.
Not one person.
No.
Hey, Spike, talking about Twitter questions. In answer to your Twitter question about which generation is the worst, it's clearly millennials. I mean, Jack is a perfect example.
Yes.
Mom changes flat tires.
My dad did. My mom was in there. They both came.
And then on top of it, he's got to take 2 weeks off to watch his wife take care of the kids for return.
It was a week and then another week down the road. It was not 2 weeks at the same time.
Look, millennials are the worst generation. I don't blame them for it. They're the first generation to have the internet the entire time, so they've never had to do anything. It's the reason why that when you compare the amount, like just take music, you compare the amount of legendary trend-setting musicians in Gen X to that of millennials, it's like they've got two. And we've got hundreds, and it's just because they've just been sitting on their ass scrolling on the internet their whole lives. Not their fault. You know, I didn't grow up, you know, sitting around watching Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
But they have, and I feel bad for them. It's made them lazy, uncreative, annoying, really just a scourge. That's why I like Gen Z better, because Gen Z has evolved a little bit past millennials.
Well, definitely, but in their defense, Spike, at least they can read. And you're giving Generation X a bad rap. You're dead wrong on this whole reading thing. So,
were you arguing Gen X versus millennials or millennials versus Gen Z?
No, I was. Well, I mean, the question I put up is, what is the worst generation? And I put Boomer, Gen X, Millennial, and Gen Z.
Okay.
And Boomer got the most votes for being the worst, though.
Nah, they're fine.
Yeah.
I'm in on the Boomer.
Yeah, Boomers
and like I tried to explain to you, Walker is Generation Alpha.
I'm not doing this.
And Sutton is Generation Beta.
Chris on Alvarado, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, please. So here's what's going on with Alvarado. I do share the same sentiment as Jack. I think Abel clearly showed us something, that he is ready for this level. Now, temper to that outing yesterday with the fact that it was the Pittsburgh Pirates, which is like playing a minor league baseball team. But I do like it. Bring him up, put him out in the bullpen, utilize him, utilize what you have already in Taiwan. Romano looks like he's back. So I think obviously in the postseason we lose Ranger is going to be the one to replace Alvarado there, because he's certainly not going to be a starter unless there's some sort of injury. I know Nola continues to stink, but why is he so in touch when we can't move in the pen? Like, baseball is full of pitchers that got old and went there. You had Pedro even went there at one point in time. Mark Burley, John Smoltz. Like, it is.
Well, John Smoltz went there because he was coming off Tommy John surgery, and they didn't think he could take down 200 innings. But what is Nola doing in the bullpen?
Anything in the bullpen.
But see,
use Romano as your closer. You're going to use Kirkland potentially as your closer. And Strom is your closer. So they're going to do a closing by rotation. So you just need somebody to set up innings prior to that. I think they need two arms, and I think one of them is currently on the roster, is my feeling with this Alvarado injury.
See, my thing on Nola is, if he's not right, I don't want him in the bullpen either. Like the whole point is that if he gets right again, he's too valuable as a starter to put in the bullpen. Like, do you really want, in some important seventh inning, Nola to come in there and have one of those Nola innings where he gives up two bombs or something? The other thing is, Nola gives up so many home runs, he's going to have to come in with a guy on second and third at some point.
Which he's never done his entire life.
Yeah, I don't buy the Nola thing. At least Ranger has, I think, by the way, pitches out of trouble, I think, better than Nola does generally, and has been a relief pitcher previously.
Well, I think he's just more malleable. Like, I think he would have...
Starting pitchers, one of them has to go somewhere.
But Nola, they're not putting Nola in the bullpen. I mean, they're just not. I mean, unless it goes horribly for the next 2 months, maybe, if it gets, like, so dire they feel like they have to just to get him out of there, like Taiwan last year. But, like, first off, he's not raising the floor of the bullpen. He's not... His stuff doesn't look like it would pop out of the bullpen. I just... They got 5 years left in the contract. They're not doing that.
So for next question today, you get to say whether you have a bone to pick with me, Jack, or Buzz. This is for tickets from Live Nation. You get your choice of Thomas Rhett, Creed, or The Offspring. $30 tickets to special summer shows starting at May 21st while the tickets last. LiveNation.com/ticket. Ticket to summer, rather. So, Chris, bone to pick with any of us? What do you got?
I got a bone to pick, Spike.
With?
It's your producer, Buzz.
Uh-oh. All right, what's the bone?
So here's the bone to pick.
Yeah.
You call in, the phone rings forever. Half of the time he doesn't pick up.
Yep.
That's
actually true.
Doesn't ever check in to give you a heads up that he's coming to you, except today he did, but I think that was because he knew I was going to debate him. He also tried to weasel out what I was going to say so he'd be prepared, which, good effort. But here's the other thing, guys. You know, he's a bit sharp-tongued. I guess the weekend hours are making him puff out his chest a bit.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but, you know.
So your bone is that you think he's getting a little too big time?
Minors a little bit longer.
All right.
Well, you're preaching to me right now. Buzz, do you have a response?
So the complaint is my ego's too big?
Well.
Sharp tongue there, Buzz.
Yeah, kind of checks out.
No, your priorities.
A little big for his britches back there.
Yeah,
it was just good to see all these the phones today.
You know, they light up.
Yeah, when you're staring at them.
Usually not like that when we're at Chickies.
I mean, Luke does a good job when he fills in.
He does.
Well,
so
sometimes.
Yeah, Luke started off strong. My current rankings are... What should I do?
This is
going to
go well. Buzz, turn your mic off and close your eyes.
Should I do this or not?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, number one is Morgenstein.
Even though, you know, doesn't do it often.
But he's nearly flawless when he does it.
Stone cold killer.
Yeah. Justin's always locked in.
I do have Buzz too.
That's good.
Deep voice Luke is. See, I would have him three. Oh, and then we just had Justin the
Garazio,
other day.
Which was a...
Well, that was a disaster.
Disaster.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Buzz is in the top two.
Yeah, it's really Morgenstein and Buzz who I trust.
Sure.
And everybody else I don't trust yet.
Yep.
At least I trust Buzz. All right, Chris, thank you for the call. All right, coming up next, you know, it could be D-Day for the Tush Push.
Yes.
Tomorrow. They're going to have the vote. There is... we did have one of our enemies go off on the Tush Push. We'll think about that. Also, what are the Eagles doing to keep the Tush Push? Diana Russini had some info on that. We will talk about that. Also talking about Jose Alvarado. Is it that big a deal they're losing Alvarado for 80 games in the playoffs? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. And speaking of bones to pick... No, you're not going anywhere. I was going to talk about
Showtime?
Picking bones.
Wow. Yeah. And then picking your bone back up.
Yep. I don't know
if we can. I mean,
too late now.
Hey, it was down, but now it's up.
All right, Blue Chew. We are happy to talk to you about Blue Chew. You know, sometimes this sort of thing would have been something that you whisper to somebody.
Whisper down the lane?
Yeah. No. We are proud to help you with an issue that you maybe deep down you know it's an issue. She knows it's an issue. You know what we're talking about. Blue Chew. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Levitra and Stax and Cialis, but it's a chewable. Jack, we love chewables. As opposed to taking a pill.
Yeah, we don't want that.
I'm a big baby taking a pill. Don't like taking a pill.
You seem like the type.
Yeah. What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I just look like you would complain. See, you complain about everything.
Yes.
Yeah, so of course, pill. You complain about how you take your pills. But that's what makes the chewable so great.
Yes.
It's easy. It's done.
That's why Blue Chew did it. And if you go to bluechew.com, you use code 94. Your first month is absolutely free. Just pay for the shipping. It's like $5.
Yep.
And there's so many things that are better about it. I'm just trying to think of the things that would prevent you from doing it. All right, the pill thing. Second thing, doctor's office. Don't want to do that. Takes forever to get an appointment. Then you got to talk to the doctor about it. Nope. Not at bluechew.com. You also, they will send you the product in a discreet and
hard
package.
Yep.
So you don't have to worry about the pharmacy or anything like that. No waiting in line at the pharmacy. And your first month is free.
That sounds like too good to be true.
It's not. It's all true.
That's great.
It's too good and it's true. Go to bluechew.com, use code 94 for your first month free, and then you can
chew it and do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.